When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What's up, everybody? Welcome back to The Stars Made Me Do It. You've got Sierra and Mimi here, and we are coming at you with another episode, another Venus episode. This is Venus
happy
in Pisces.
Pisces season.
What's up, fishes? How you doing?
Just fishing around. How do you feel about Pisces season?
You know, I have lots of feelings because Pisces have lots of feelings. you know, I just came out of for those of you who know about progressed moon, for the past 2.5 years, my progressed moon was in Pisces, and I'm living with my progressed moon in Aries right now, but my solar return moon is also in Pisces. And so I feel like I'm getting like a tail end of a, you know, last little Pisces lessons, Pisces moon lessons. And I definitely have become more and more aware of and comfortable with Pisces energy. And, you know, I've been on a Pisces journey because Pisces used to be like, the Pisces energy in general used to be something that would frustrate me because they are so all over the place. And I'm already all over the place enough. Yeah. But at the same time, my Capricorn placements, like the all over the place really frustrates that energy that I have. But on my Pisces journey, on my like learning to love and really like coming into contact with so many amazing Pisces placement people, I just really do appreciate it. And the connectedness and the community and like the magic to it. There's just so much magic to Pisces energy. And there's something beautiful about literally being able to feel everything. And, you know, if you're listening to this presently, we've got Saturn in Pisces right now, and we're all learning a lot of Pisces lessons. And I feel like Pisces season is always an interesting time because it's like the weather never quite knows what season it is. And that just speaks to its mutable nature, you know, like it's not quite sure what weather it is, but I like Pisces season. I think that the past like 2.5, 3 years of this Pisces energy and just feeling like, you know, letting the insights come, letting the conversation start, and then letting it finish 3 months later, you know, like, not having like things.
Yeah, because
being
it just
linear.
Feels in flow right now. I think that's a major lesson for Pisces, is just following a flow or following what feels aligned with you. And that just comes naturally because they're so connected to the energy around them. That's what makes them such great empaths, or just natural empaths, because they're so tuned in to energetics and to what everyone around them is feeling. They're connected to nature because nature has its own energy that Pisces can really connect to. Yeah, and just being really in flow. And I think it's interesting because you, with your mutable placements, you do, you know, you are all over the place. But with your Capricorn, everything that's all over the place has tethers. So you can always pull back on that tether and bring it back in and rein it in. Like, you always have kind of control over where you're all over the place is. Whereas with Pisces, the tethers might be there, but they're made out of like fog, you know? So it's like they're on the way to pulling that tether back in, you know, you reach something else. It's very elusive. Like, there's uncertainty there. There's a lot of unknown. And that's kind of where Pisces thrives, is in the unknown, which is why they can come across as kind of flaky or uncertain or indecisive, because they lean into that energy of surrender and not having control.
And having, being so empathetic can also lead to so much of that self-sacrifice and martyr energy too, because they want the people in their lives to feel good, and they genuinely feel what those people are feeling. And so it's almost like, well, I don't want you to be feeling bad. I don't want you to be feeling this way. And then there is that, like, the other beautiful side of it that I've just come to really appreciate with Pisces energy, is that Pisces placements really make you feel seen emotionally,
Yeah.
and not in a way that is necessarily spotlighting, being like, oh, I know your deepest, darkest secret. It's more like they
Like
can
Scorpio.
say the thing. I know, I'm like, that's Scorpio energy. Pisces is more like, wow, that sounds like it was really hard for you. How are you doing?
Yeah.
And you're like, oh shit, it was really hard for me. I'm not doing great. Wow.
Yeah.
I've so come to appreciate that genuine,
But
the way that they pick up on that.
also highlighting like, wow, you've really overcome that emotional hurdle. You know, they
Yes.
also really notice when you have evolved or grown emotionally.
Yes.
And there is sort of, it's interesting you brought up spotlight because Pisces does, you know, Pisces being in aversion to Leo is not interested archetypically in being under the spotlight, in being the center of attention. And that tends to be like a very self-sacrificial tendency of Pisces. But I think we do get to a point with Pisces where they do need that reciprocation. They do need to feel validated and to feel seen and for their emotional hurdles to also be acknowledged by others.
Yes,
But they don't want to
absolutely.
ask
And
for it.
I think that that's what like the I could definitely see myself getting in that trap of, wow, like this like amazing Pisces placement has been asking me about all these feelings I haven't even become aware of, and now I just want to share and open up. And
Yeah.
then it's like, because it is such a, like when you feel relief and you feel, you do feel seen, and then it's a, I really try to make a mental note of, okay, this person has really like made me feel seen and allowed my emotions to be shared. Let me make sure that I'm opening the same opportunity up for them, because oftentimes we reach out to other people in those ways because we want to be able to share that ourselves too.
Yeah, and Pisces being in like a sextile energy to Taurus too, like Pisces is a very good observer, very good at picking up nuance, and Pisces or 12th house placements make very good therapists because they're there to remove, well, not always, sometimes. I mean, they can also be very dramatic emotionally, you know, like I think we're kind of painting Pisces as like this nomadic background character, but Pisces can also be a very main character, especially if they're, you know, in a phase of dealing with their own emotions, like in a strong way. They can be quite dramatic too, but they can make very good listeners, very good therapists in a way. Before we get into this, obviously the Pisces recap is that it's a mutable water sign. We're going to be talking about Venus in Pisces today. If you're new here, we are doing a whole season, a whole year of Venus through the sign. So today's episode is Venus in Pisces because we are starting Pisces season. Before we get into that, go check us out on Instagram at the Stars Made Me podcast, where we announce anything and everything that is important. Also on patreon.com/thestarsmademedoit. We've got a whole community over there where we release a whole second exclusive podcast. We have a Discord community. You get these episodes in advance. And yeah, also, we do have a Venus questionnaire. So for the Venus season, we are collecting information from you guys and putting it into the end of these episodes.
So yeah, check that out on our Instagram, the link in bio. You can fill out our questionnaire, and yeah, check out any of the Venus and Pisces episodes, sorry, Venus and Pisces episodes, any of the previous Venus episodes that we've gone through. And if we haven't gone through yours yet, we'd love to hear your information and your, experiences on what your Venus sign is. And I also want to put it out there that we always associate, Venus and Pisces, and also that the house that sign traditionally rules. And so this is also 12th house. So if you've got your Venus in the 12th house, and I'm really excited because in Placidus, I do have my Venus in the 12th house. And I was, reading through the notes on this and thinking of how I related to Venus and Pisces. And so definitely check out what house your Venus is in as well, because then you can kind of listen to two different episodes to really get that
Yeah,
flavor
get all
of
the
your
nuance.
specific Venus sign.
Yeah. So Venus is the planet of many things, but being an extremely feminine planet, she relates to women, to healing, to embodiment, and to relationships, how we relate to others, where we seek balance and harmony. It's also how we are creative, for our own selves rather than like self-expression creativity. And it's also how we handle our finances and what we find to be valuable.
Yeah, that giving and receiving of love with Venus, but then also
Sorry, you
what?
reminded me of the Friends episode where Joey is like giving and receiving and sharing and having, and Friends people will get that. Sorry.
Well, Venus, I guess we need to make a meme to go along with that because yes, Venus is giving and receiving of love as well. And I love the just Venus and value, I feel like is the big thing to remember with Venus, that V and V, you know, all the things that you value. And that is why it kind of comes across as that giving and receiving of love as well, because what we value, we tend to, you know, demonstrate to other people. And we really feel valued when others demonstrate those same energies back to us, you know?
And specifically with Pisces, I think reciprocation is such an important value for Venus and Pisces. And it's one that I think could get overseen, especially by someone with a Pisces placement who maybe didn't realize, like, oh, wow, I really do love when someone gives me the emotional space that I give them, but it's not something that I would ask for. Because Venus and Pisces can
Yes.
tend to be very self-sacrificial in relationships, can also tend to be quite codependent. And because it's a mutable sign, they can tend to mirror the people around them in order to feel a sense of belonging or like they fit in.
Yes, which can then be a little bit losing of the self because if I'm constantly mirroring others, then, you know, I'm thinking of the Zoolander looking into the pond. Who am I? You know, it's like the. But you know, like it's a big reminder for Venus and Pisces people that your thoughts and feelings and the way in which you feel and feel loved and all of that matters because you are so good at showing it to other people, but you also deserve it in return. And it's really interesting because, you know, go back and listen to our episode on exaltation and what was that what it was?
Exaltation and
Exaltation.
fall.
Yes, our exaltation and fall episode, which basically means which planets are doing the best job in that sign. And Venus is exalted in Pisces, which is very interesting. And we talked about this in that episode because while we can really see that on the love side of things, it's also interesting to look at that on the finance side of things. And I also really see it in the creative side of things. I think when we think of creativity, we automatically go to Pisces creativity. You know, there are other types of creativity, like maybe it is problem-solving creativity or writing creativity. But I think when we hear the word creativity, we think of like a beautiful painting that a Pisces has created, you know, something where they just live and breathe, I don't know, just
Art.
expression and color and art. Exactly. And
Well, and
so, but
that's
yeah.
where like the expression side of Pisces is so different than the Leo side of Pisces. Because actually, when I hear creativity, I actually go instantly to Leo, and then Pisces is second to me. But that could, I mean, I have Leo and Pisces placements, so maybe that's why they're both so prominent for me. But Leo creativity is about expression of the self, whereas Pisces creativity is expression of the universe from their perspective. Pisces is so
Yes.
tapped into collective energy and just genuinely like the universe and consciousness and those really big spiritual terms. They're so tapped into it, whether or not they're aware that they're tapped into it. And so in order
Yeah.
to fill, like there's too much within them to be contained. So their skin is this vessel that's supposed to contain their understanding of the universe, but really it expands even further. And so it has to extend to whatever mode of creativity feels right for that individual person, whether that's painting or any sort of craft or, you know, whatever sort of thing aligns with their version of art. That's Pisces. And it's sort of un-understandable unless you are tapped into that Pisces energy as well.
Yeah, because Pisces doesn't have boundaries, which is such a it's such a gift, and it's also such a, you know, that's like the double-edged sword. There's no boundaries, and so expression, you know, has no end to it. But when there's no boundaries, it's where do I end and where does that person begin, and how do I make sure that I contain my energy and not, you know, give it all away?
Yeah, the
And
edges are blurred.
Exactly. And I think of all just Pisces placements in general are just, they have a need to express creativity. It's not a choice. It's the way in which they live life. But oh my gosh, Venus in Pisces, Venus being this creative planet, and then having Pisces there. I mean, I just feel like there's so much art and creativity constantly being expressed because again, it's not a choice. It's just a way of existing. And especially having that, and again, it is exalted. And so I can really see how just Pisces Venus just loving love, you know? And but then
Such a hopeless
also
romantic.
exactly hopeless romantic. And we'll get to everything, but at the same time, that is why those blurry edges can sometimes be difficult, because are you receiving the love at the same level in which you're giving it?
And if you're not, are you happy with the ratio of love that you're receiving?
Exactly.
Because I think
Yes.
Pisces can be happy, you know, in the same way that Virgo is one who needs to serve in order to feel in alignment with themselves. I think that Pisces does that too. Their sense of service, their acts of service isn't, I'm going to do the dishes for you because you've had a long day. Their act of service is, I'm going to hold space for your emotional energy. And right now, I'm going to set myself aside. That's kind of their act of service. Because Pisces is release of the ego, it's letting go of all that is, like human nature in a way, because they are so tapped into the divine. So their way of being of service is always going to be a more spiritual or emotional seeming service.
Yeah. And I also just want to add the element of fantasy here. Speaking of somebody who does have Venus in the and Mercury in the 12th house, you know, there is this element of fantasy, because reality as we know it doesn't exist for Pisces. It's like they're living in the cosmos. They're living in the universal space that doesn't have the same, earthly rules and laws to it. And this is not a place of science. This is a place of imagination. And I think that fantasy is huge for, both fantasy in a maybe you love reading fantasy, maybe you love writing fantasy, maybe you love painting or creating fantastical, imagery. But I also think that that's why Pisces Venus could have such a tendency to romanticize things too, because everything is so fantastical and their brain just took it to a complete, or their heart just took it to a completely different place, because there's this like continuity of thought to fantasy to another thought to another feeling to, it's boundless. And so I can definitely see the romanticizing of things, because there is oh, well, it could be like this. And since I'm not totally tethered, like you said, or I'm tethered by fog, it might be a little more difficult to come to terms with the reality of the situation instead of the fantasy of the situation.
Yeah, I mean, they're such daydreamers. Like, they have such a strong imagination that being in a relationship with a Venus in Pisces, if they're sharing their daydream with you, first off, that's like an honored position to be in, because that means that they feel safe enough to make their dreams priority in a conversation. So let them dream, and don't squash the dream. Like, just because they're daydreaming about it doesn't mean that they want that to be reality. They're just living in a parallel existence for a moment, which is something that I do all of the time. And I have Pisces placements. I do this all the time. I say, like, what would my life be like if I had X, Y, and Z? And it's not saying that I want that. It's that I just want to know what that experience would be like. And they want to know what a parallel existence of the universe could be like. And so just to walk through that daydream, and if it seems like something that is tangible that can be done, that's where I think that Venus in Pisces, if you have Earth placements and your partner has Venus in Pisces, this is such a great partnership, because you can help them make something tangible out of these daydreams if it seems like something that they really want. Also, I think that I know that Pisces doesn't like really have much in common with air signs, but this could be a really fun pairing for just dreaming together and talking about concepts and not having to make anything of it, but just to go on this like conceptual roller coaster together.
Yeah, you know, I even though they don't have anything in common, Pisces and Libra to me have the same type of maybe daydreamy,
Cotton candy vibes.
beautiful cotton candy vibes.
That's what they both have in common.
It's so true. That's really, I love that idea of just daydreaming. And it is funny though, because I do have Venus in the 12th house and I have a partner who has a lot of fixed placements, and I've got a lot of mutable placements. And so I think that it is a little bit jarring sometimes to his very fixed nature when I'm like, oh my God, like imagine if we did this. And then like you see the eyes wide. I'm like, we don't have to do this. I'm just imagining, you know, like.
I'm just living in another world for this moment. Come join me.
Exactly. Oh my gosh. And I will say, because we've talked so much about Venus and, you know, maybe that could be linked with aesthetics and how, you know, your style and your creativity. And I will say, as somebody who has Pisces in, sorry, who has Venus in the 12th house, my artwork preferences are like fantastical as fuck. Like if you have some sort of weird, dreamy, doesn't quite make sense. And again, like one of my favorite paintings ever that I found in this museum, I like took a picture of it and sent it to Guillaume and I was like, oh my God, I need this. And he was like, you know, like, do we need that? And we found like a compromise that, but that perhaps was a little less creepy to him because it was just so bizarre and out of there, but it was fantastical to me. And I love fantasy, you know, I love fantasy art, fantasy books, like just
There's whimsy to
fantasizing.
it.
Oh gosh, whimsical, I've declared to be one of my favorite words. Like this
You're
past month,
welcome for bringing it into your
I've
life
just
today.
thought about, oh yes, I've just thought about how much I love the word whimsical. Whimsy, yes, that's a word that goes along with Pisces Venus, that goes along with that 12th house energy. And I bet you know, I'd love to hear from anybody who is listening who does have Venus and Pisces or Venus in the 12th house about your style too. If you didn't get to fill out the questionnaire, please send feedback because I really do feel like these 12th house energy, you know, Pisces energy has such a whimsical artistic, you know, disposition to it. And because it doesn't make sense. It's not a realism painting, you know, it is, there's no logic and it's beautiful.
And also it's always coming from a place of the purest form of love. Like that's what Pisces, like connection to the universe, how it expresses itself through a human form is just giving like absolute unconditional love. And that's why they can be a bit of a hopeless romantic, because they can see that absolutely every human on this earth is worthy of receiving love and can see the best parts of everybody and sometimes can get taken advantage because of that.
Yeah. And so there, and that depends on, you know, the rest of your chart, what comes into play, you know, when it comes to confidence, when it comes to boundaries, when it comes to every other element, you know, that come into a relationship. But Pisces really can always see the best in others. And that's part of that fantasy, though, where it's like, I can see the best in you, but are you know, bringing that to me every day? And that is something that that Pisces, you know, can be taken advantage of in that way.
Again, to be tethered a little bit rather than having like
Yeah.
falling in love with someone's potential and then believing that they are their
Exactly.
potential. One other thing that
Yeah.
I wanted to talk about with Venus and Pisces was on the embodiment front of Venus, intuitive eating. This is so Venus in Pisces, like listening to what
Ooh.
your body wants in the cycle that it's in, listening to the phase that it's in right now, rather than trying to have a super regimented eating routine, right? Like Venus and Virgo would have. Pisces is exactly opposite to that. So again, falling into a state of flow or surrendering to whatever it is that your body is asking for and not judging yourself or shaming yourself, which Pisces is also kind of want to do.
Ooh, that's such good advice. I'm gonna definitely try to tap into that flow.
Shall we get into some of our references?
Let's do it. What do we have from Isabel M. Hickey?
All right. So Isabel M. Hickey from A Cosmic Science. If you don't have this book, we recommend it. It's lovely. She says they are highly emotional and super sensitive. She suffers through love. Through suffering, she goes free, which is very interesting that she says that about Venus and Pisces, that through the suffering of love, she goes free. And she said a lot about liberation as well and finding liberation through love.
You know, that's really interesting because so Pisces is ruled by two planets. We always think of Pisces and Neptune, but the original ruler is Jupiter. And so we have, and Jupiter is the planet that also rules Sagittarius. And there's so much freedom that we think of an independence, but like the liberation part of it that you're talking about, or that Isabel and Hickey's talking about, I can so see that, Jupiter influence there, where expansive and like finding ways to break free or break out of any sort
Well,
of
yeah,
restriction.
because a contained Pisces is not a true Pisces. You know, if you're trying to contain this Pisces, you're killing its nature. It's kind of Tinkerbell vibes. Like if you're trying to contain the magic of Tinkerbell, you're actually taking the magic of Tinkerbell away.
Oh my God, that was wise as fuck, and I loved it. It was
Thank you.
whimsical and wise.
All right, Isabella Hickey also says that Venus in Pisces is attracted to the underdog and those less fortunate. Again, very much being of service.
And that can be that martyr energy too, where it's like, I'm here to help you, I'm here to be in service to you. And it's like, it's a big lesson and reminder and journey that somebody can be there for you as well. And those are your strengths. And but there is that fine line of, is somebody depleting all of my energy, or do I get that energy back so that I can keep giving it to the people around me?
Next, she says, softness and tenderness is part of her nature with a great capacity for self-sacrifice and devotion. We kind of touched on that. And then lastly, must love for love's sake. Yeah, just being in love with love.
Really though, like Pisces, Venus, being in love with love. And I feel like they're the ones that are going to be reading that book and like just falling for that character in that moment. But then meeting somebody at a coffee shop and being like, oh my God, that person who made my coffee, like that was just the sweetest human in the planet. Like they're
Okay.
me.
Not you calling me
And you
out,
just made
being
a face.
literally like, oh my God, that barista's in love with me. I
And
used to do
that's
that
your
all the
Leo
time in
and
the gym.
Pisces
Yeah. And
together.
like on the bus, I would be drinking my coffee that I just got at the coffee shop that the barista's definitely in love with me. And then there's a cute boy across the bus from me. And I'm like, oh my God, that boy's definitely in love with me too. Yeah, definitely romanticizing everyday experiences.
Like how freaking beautiful too. Like why not? I don't know. It just like there's a point to it where if you're lost in that fantasy, and like what is our phrase like with the Delulu
Oh,
recently? I can't remember.
make the Delulu work for you.
Make the Delulu work for you.
If you're a
If you're
patron, you know.
too if you're too in the Delulu, that's not potentially not benefiting you. But at the same time, man, like, why not add a little bit of magic to the everyday? And man, that Venus, Pisces, and just Pisces energy does it naturally.
And speaking of Pisces being co-ruled by Jupiter, sometimes their expectations are a little unrealistic as well. They can have high expectations. They're so in love with the high of falling in love that when things settle into a more realistic setting, they kind of get this itch, which is where Pisces can be somewhat flaky as well.
Lol, just thinking of my Sagittarius Venus in
You're like,
the
we are settled.
12th house. We need some fantasy.
Which then it's like, okay, in the bedroom, like maybe some role play, something that brings you out of this really realistic setting, something that brings a little bit of whimsy, a little bit of excitement, a little bit of that adrenaline.
Yeah, I love the idea of like putting yourself in a different role, even just like, just again, maybe it's reading something or, taking on a different, which like we did some episode, I don't remember which one it was, where we would like went through all the different, it was one of the asteroids, wasn't it? Or one of the parts
I
where
don't
it
know. If
was
you finish your
every different
sentence, I might be able
sign.
to answer your question.
I've got too many 12th house placements to finish my sentence. No, where it was kind of like, Leo would be the role play
Oh,
one,
yes.
or
Oh, that was Eros.
I don't, Eros. Okay. But I think that, okay, go listen to our part
Eros
series too.
episode
Just
for the kinky,
listen to, that was
content.
like for the kinky content, the Eros episode. But I think that Pisces Venus would really like something about, I mean, I also have Mercury there too, but something about reading different, different scenarios, different possibilities, different worlds, different characters, and putting yourself in a different situation, I definitely can think helps with that. Like when there
Like
is that settled energy,
the
it's the
mundane is an
fantasy.
ick. Like where Virgo, which is the opposite of Pisces, is like, yes, the mundane is where it's at. With Pisces, the mundane is such an ick. It's like, ew, I have to take out the trash once a week. Oh, that is so not on. Like, that doesn't happen in fantasy books. That doesn't happen in my romance books. No.
Just thinking of like that Pisces like Virgo axis, where like Virgo would be like, okay, Tuesday night, we know what night it is,
Yeah.
and then like Pisces would be like, god
And
damn, could you
Pisces is like,
surprise me
I'm
on a
out.
Wednesday?
Yeah. Oh, Venus and Virgo is so excited about having their routine and knowing exactly what day they need to do everything. And Pisces is like, oh, I cannot live this life. Goodbye.
Oh my gosh.
But they can
Oh
also
yeah.
balance each other out because that means that Virgo is doing the tasks that Pisces is like, no thanks, I'm not doing that. And Pisces is bringing a little bit of unknown, a little bit of excitement, a little bit of whimsy into the Virgo energy.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Anyways, that was a little bit 12th house energy you guys just experienced.
Yeah.
But I'm gonna come in with some Alice Sparkly Cat with a K. And she had so many cool things to say about Pisces that just like really brought on the love and the magic of Pisces. And so this is all about like loving a Venus in Pisces. So quoting all this from Alice Sparkly Cat. This is the exalted Venus, the big Venus, the Venus that is just so loudly Venus that it can't be anything else. And I liked
My heart is like
that.
tearing up.
Yeah. And the first thing that we have to consider is just how much Venus in Pisces loves love. Venus in Pisces loves it. It can't get enough of it. Venus in Pisces finds the romance in almost everything. I mean, this is literally what
What
we were
we've
just saying.
said, yeah.
And this is a Venus that falls in love with you. It's a Venus who is available, generous, and present. It is a Venus
Generous.
that observes you. Yes. And that observes you. And in observing, the shape of your eye or the tilt of your neck realizes without warning they have fallen in love and that they're unsure if they can go back. This is a Venus that falls in love several times a day. So,
Yeah, so on the bus, in the coffee shop. This, I need Alice Sparkly Cat to write a romance book from a Venus and Pisces eyes.
Oh man. Oh yeah. Wouldn't that be like, I just, Venus and Pisces out there, do you just love romance novels? Can you let me know?
Is this
Anyway.
the episode where we cry just because we love Pisces Venus so much? Both of us are just like, oh, so beautiful.
Oh my God. It is so
But they
beautiful.
can't handle their
And
finances, so she's a
yeah.
10, but can't handle her finances.
What are finances? Doesn't deal
Yes.
with like earthly things, but
Exactly.
anyways, I do want to quote just the one line that Alice Sparkly Cat said was Venus in Pisces is magic. And oh, my little 12th house Venus was just like, yeah, Oh, Venus in Pisces doesn't need a reason to do things. It needs no justification or rationale. It just needs the want. Wanting something is enough for Venus in Pisces to find permission. Ooh,
Yes. I love
that
that because
felt
that's what
so
feels
good.
right in that moment.
Yes, this is a Venus that is ruled by feeling. It's a water sign.
I can't tell you how many times Mitch, my partner, has been like, hey, should we do this? And I'm like, no. And he's like, why not? And I'm like, I don't wanna. It doesn't feel right. It's not the right time. And then literally, like 2 days later, I'll be like, hey, let's do this thing. He's like, I literally suggested that 2 days ago. Also, he has so many 12th house placements. We both do this to each other. So it's just when our flows align. Sounds like menstrual syncing.
Exactly. When our partnership want flows
Things are
align.
flowing.
Yeah. Oh my God. Were you she's the Manning right now?
Yes, I was. I'm not.
Oh my God. Fuck yes. Fuck yes.
Okay, moving
Flow
on.
is flow. Okay.
Flow
Apparently
is
not.
flow. Thank you. You do it so well. Okay.
I'm just saying that maybe you and Olivia don't mesh well together. Okay, okay,
Oh, I
okay.
gotta watch this.
Oh,
Oh,
God,
okay.
it's so good. Anyone who hasn't seen She's the Man, pause this episode. What are you doing? And
Have
like,
we
go watch it right now.
analyzed She's the Man?
I think we're definitely gonna have
We're
to.
on the precipice. Okay.
Okay. Last quote by Alice Sparkly Cat is that loving Venus in Pisces is loving the exalted lover. It's loving the lover who doesn't love in any articulated way, who has no plan or strategy, and who follows magic because they know that it will take them to a place that will accept both of you together. It's loving someone who accepts the entirety of you. This is terrifying.
Oh.
Loving Venus in Pisces is about loving the terror and the magic of real emotional availability.
Got me literally crying right now.
I know, like Mimi's literally your little Pisces placements are just like really hit by this.
I know, really. God, I just need her to write a book from this Venus and Pisces perspective.
Ooh, oh man.
I have
Well,
nothing to
from
say.
all of
No notes.
no, it's well done, Alice Sparkly Cat. Thank you for sharing your wisdom.
Do the Dumbledore
Oh,
clap.
I've
This episode is chock full of millennial references. Like, so millennial right now. I love it.
Gosh, if you get it, thank you for being here with us. And if not, it would happen in the Pisces episode. Anyways, so I do think that all of that is to say that Venus in Pisces, it's embodying love, and love is not something that is tangible in a way, or it's not something that can be. I mean, I don't want to say love isn't tangible. I think that it's more that love can't be in the same way that you can't put Pisces in a box. You can't put love in a box either.
It's not the embodiment of an ego-driven love. It's the embodiment of, like, literally just the purest form of true unconditional love, whether that's romantic or platonic or universal or mother, like maternal. Like, it's just a knowing that absolutely every atom in a human is deserving of basic love. Like, love is a basic need to Venus and
Yes.
Pisces.
Yes. And that's how they exude that. They live that. And for those of, for like people who are not used to that, that could feel like overwhelming because there's so many of us who don't feel deserving and worthy of that type of love. And Pisces is just existing in that way, giving it because, like you said, it's a basic need from their perspective. And so, it is that whole the what Alice Sparkly Cat said about this being terrifying because it's somebody who loves and accepts the entirety of you. That is huge. That's huge.
Ugh.
Ooh.
I'm
All
gonna
right.
cry after
Well,
this. Okay, let's get into the data questionnaire info, the questionnaire
And
data.
in order to just squash that about to cry,
Fuck
let's get
it
to
up.
some
Let's talk about
data.
analytics. All right. So if you don't know, we have a questionnaire on Google Forms. It's in our link tree. You can check it out. Basically, you give us your Venus sign, and then there's a bunch of questions that you can fill out. So for top relationship values, core values in relationships, the top answers are emotional bonds and reciprocation.
Ding, 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 ding.
How
Like,
spot
obviously.
on is that? It's so good. Other top contenders were
Oh, so good.
compassion, honesty, and good conversation. Those were in a three-way tie as well.
Okay. But emotional bonds and
I mean,
reciprocation, where it's like, I want, what I am giving, I would like to receive it. And
yeah.
it doesn't necessarily mean I'm good at asking for that, but that's what I value.
Exactly. Yeah. Like, I
Again,
really
Venus
appreciate
values.
when someone reciprocates without me having to ask.
Yeah.
Their love language, physical touch. I love that because it's like making something
Ooh,
tangible out of your connection.
I love that.
For finances, we actually had kind of a clearer answer. The last few episodes have just been like down the middle, but definitely Venus in Pisces is leaning towards more impulsive rather than responsible when it comes to how they handle their finances.
So again, she's a 10, but
but she buys everything she wants all the time.
again, my
Calling you
Sagittarius
out.
Venus in the 12th house, goddamn. That's like honestly the worst placement. Like the fact that I've got Venus and Sagittarius in the 12th house, who are like financial spending is like, I want to do it right fucking now. And I don't want one, I want 17. Like,
Literally, my
and you know
Venus
what? We're
in
going back
Taurus in
tomorrow.
the 10th house. I live vicariously through you because I literally only buy the absolute necessary things. And every now and then I splurge on something that I'm like, I deserve this. And then you're being like, we have
I
such
deserve
different spending habits.
everything.
Yeah. I know.
Anyways,
Okay.
tell me about what they're
Most
splurging
likely
on.
to splurge on art supplies, with a top contender of also travel slash experiences.
Like, can we get any more fucking like stereotypical? Most likely to splurge on art supplies, you little Pisces Venuses. I love it.
I know they're a little like, I envision a Venus in Pisces wearing an apron that has like splatters of paint on it, and they have like a little bit of paint in their mug of coffee, but like it
Glitter,
doesn't
glitter.
matter. Glitter. Yeah, like they're just here to experience any kind of art that they can.
Oh, yes.
All right, core values, just on a general front, absolutely kindness and honesty. I love these. I think those are just so sweet.
Oh, you know, that's so interesting that honesty comes up too,
Yeah.
though, because that's not something I just always associate honesty with Sagittarius or with anything like maybe even, yeah, I don't know. Like
Yeah, I mean
just
it's
that.
confusing because Pisces is also a very like elusive sign, so sometimes can come across as deceitful. Like there, this is also definitely like can be a player kind of placement of somebody who has their fingers in a lot of pies and like, you know, can be kind of hard to get to commit, obviously. So sometimes
Yeah.
that like transparency isn't totally there, but I can see that Venus and Pisces would appreciate transparency from others, you know?
Yeah, I think that to them, they are living their honest truth, but it's just so murky that it's not obvious to other people. But I love that that's something that came up. Kindness is like not surprising to
Obvious.
me, but honesty is very cool actually, because you think about that whole idea of loving somebody in their entirety. And so if like somebody is showing a Venus in Pisces who you truly are, then they can truly love all of you. Whereas if you're hiding pieces away from them, then they're not able to fully access all of that. I feel like that access to all of you is huge. And I love that that's a response. That's like adding a new little nugget of information for me. I love that.
Some other fun answers under the core values was God, selflessness, depth, laughter, openness, flow. I mean, these are all such great answers for this Venus and Pisces placement.
Way to bring it, Venus and Pisces.
I know. Creative activities. So activities that get you feeling creative and get that the juices a flowing. We have music, nature, and painting.
Oh, I mean, come on.
Spot on. It's a way to experience art in all forms through, you know, through your ears, through your eyes, and just through exposure to like Earth's art, which is nature.
I will also say that any Pisces placements that I know in my life have a playlist for everything.
Oh, wow,
You
that is
know?
very organized.
It is surprisingly organized, but it's like it's
Well,
so,
because
I don't
they
know.
create a vibe, you know, like they want to
Yes.
create a suitable vibe for every activity that they have on their roster.
And I just think that the vibe energy is so real. And I really do think that that is something to attribute to Pisces and 12th house energy. I have family members that are just not ever like putting music on, and it's a very quiet environment. And then I have music on the majority of my day. And I appreciate that my in-laws also have music on all the time. And there's something about setting that vibe. And I really, but man, like I've got Pisces people in my life where they're like, oh, here's a playlist that I made for that. And I'm
I
like,
love that.
how did you just
Can you give me their
curate?
information, please?
I can. How can you just like curate the perfect vibe? But also, you've got Pisces placements and you're like quite a music person, you
I
know?
love music. Yeah. I mean, I definitely, it was during a Cancer stellium time where I was feeling so much feminine rage. Like it was in my 12th house. I was just feeling so much anger on the behalf of all women. And I was angry at, quote, the concept of men, end quote.
Yes, I
And
remember.
I literally went into Spotify. Thanks to Spotify. We love you. And I just went divine feminine rage and I found this playlist that just matched my vibe exactly. Like, and I do that 1000% of the time. Like, I always enter into Spotify what I am feeling, the emotions I'm feeling. And
Yes.
I'm like, who has created a playlist for this emotion? Thank you. You know?
Yes. Yes, I really I do the same thing, but maybe I'm not an Aries, so I have a little less of the rage behind it. I'm more like coffee shop in a mountain,
Yes.
snow, you know,
Yeah. Like we love a lo-fi time. You know, like when I'm working
yes.
in the candle shop, I just have lo-fi going on as ambient music. And that really plays to Pisces just being super sensitive to their surroundings, that they have to curate a vibe so that they don't feel overwhelmed by whatever it is that they're trying to cover up. And I also kind of understand the silence too, because sometimes music can create even more stimulation of the mind, and just to sit in silence is good for Pisces placements to recalibrate and reconnect to like current real energy.
That is such a good note to make, because another energy that comes up often with Pisces placements is escapism. And whatever
Oh,
their
yes.
form of, you know, a lot that could show up in literally piecing the fuck out of somewhere. Or it could just like, you know, it could be, I think often it is substances, you know, some, it could be, you know, weed, alcohol, you know, overindulging in any sort of anything that
Any
can
vice.
maybe. Yes, that can take you out of the moment and escape from maybe it is too overstimulating. And sometimes music can, not that I can't really ever say that there's anything wrong with there being too much music, but if you find yourself unable to handle something without the music, then it's like, wait, we need to come back in and we need to center and we need to figure
Yeah.
out,
Well,
you
they can
know,
also
what we're
overindulge
escaping.
in their emotions, which maybe if they're playing music to match their emotions, aka me, they might, you know, Pisces is also likely to fall into a bit of a pity party and to overindulge in their emotions or overindulge in their
Yeah.
suffering.
Ooh, that hits too. Like listening to the song over and over again, like my little Capricorn moon
Yeah.
that like
Like,
doesn't want to
break my
feel
heart every
anything.
time. Yeah.
Yeah, I know. And then the 12th house placements that are like, this one makes you feel it and makes you feel it so fucking bad. On repeat. On
Yes.
repeat. Do
Yeah. I need to feel this emotion in all of its like glory.
Exactly.
Speaking of
Yes.
overindulgence, what they're most likely to overindulge in, we've got delicious food, we have many different kinds of crafts like cross stitch, painting, knitting, etc. And then I love this, someone wrote overindulging in magical and dreamy people.
Wait, is that possible to overindulge in that?
I'm apparently
Wait, but that's such a beautiful Pisces answer.
I know. They're like, is this okay?
Oh,
No. The other
that's
thing for
lovely.
me that is so Pisces is the little glossy-eyed, big-eyed emoji that has the glossy eyes and just like kind of a puppy face. You know the emoji I'm talking
Yes,
about? Yeah.
I do. Yeah. You know, any Pisces placement, I think we can find this, but especially Pisces rising, it's like the big eyes
Yeah.
where, come on, you know, it's just obvious. It's just
Yes.
any Pisces rising, you're like, of course you're a Pisces rising. And
Yep. So
it's
dreamy.
that
Yeah.
emoji.
Exactly. All right. And then most likely style slash aesthetic. We had a lot of people who put in casual slash chill, which is interesting because that's not really the archetype. Although I can see it, right? You know, this is one of the signs that's like linen vibes. But I just really like them for being ethereal and whimsical. I know a Oh my gosh, she's such a shout out to Carmen. She is such a great Pisces in that she's literally wearing like bright pink or turquoise and she's always matching everything together, her earrings, her hat, her pants, like absolutely everything is matching in these really bright, vibrant colors. And she stands out and she picks the right color for each day. And that to me is just so Pisces.
You know, I think that the Venus is also going to have to just, you know, be in cahoots with the rising sign for your kind of style and aesthetic, because
Yes,
often
you're right.
that rising is how we put ourselves out there to the world. But I mean, yeah, Pisces, Venus, I think of like there's no crisp edges, you
No,
know?
everything is
Like,
blurred into itself.
yeah, like there's braided something, there's, you know, kind of fraying energy and colors, yes, like, or like whimsy. Again, there's something a
Yeah.
little bit ethereal, whimsical to it. But I also think that what we've said in other Venus episodes is that post-COVID, almost everybody's answering casual chill now. So
I
maybe
know,
we should
literally.
like be
It's
answering
like the same
like,
thing
when's
as
your
when core
dressing up?
value is like empathy and kindness, because that's always like one of the top answers for every every one of these episodes now because that's our audience. Like, our audience values kindness and empathy, which like breaks my heart. It's so sweet. I love you guys. But yeah, same. Like, we're all just kind of casual chilling around.
Yeah. Which, good for all of us, you know, life's too
me
short.
Recording in pajamas every day.
Every day.
And then lastly, let's just name a couple of celebrities who have Venus in Pisces. I'm just going to list a couple off. We've got Emma Watson, Justin Bieber, Heath Ledger, Dakota Fanning. Reese Witherspoon has Venus in Pisces, which really goes to the whole reading thing that you mentioned. Kristen Stewart, Celine Dion, Drew Barrymore, which we also know is a Pisces.
Such Pisces vibes.
I know. Yeah. So those are some of the celebrities that if you have Venus and Pisces, you share Venus placements with.
Oh, how cool. Yeah. Oh, I like that. I love that Reese Witherspoon has Venus and Pisces because she's such a, you know, she just loves the like fiction and Venus is also like a, you know, a feminine, like the woman like planet. Yeah. And she's also about like female authors and she's also our combined top three because she's an Aries with the Capricorn moon Leo rising. You know, she's but I love that she's got the Venus in Pisces because like you see that one of her huge values is fiction.
Cool. What a fun like placement for actors too, that shape-shifting mutability, you know, blurring the edge between yourself and the character you play.
How cool. And I also think that, you know, just because I follow Reese Witherspoon and everything, I feel like that's a great example of aesthetic wise, how it's your Venus and your rising that really kind of, you know, come together for that because she's really pretty crisp, you know, in the way she presents herself, which is very like to me and bright, which is very Leo. Here I am. And also Leo's a fixed sign. Leo knows what it is and how it presents itself. But there's this Pisces element to it, which is like the colorful, which is a little bit of the, you know, she brings whimsy, but she does it in a much more clean cut way. And I think that that's really fun to think about your rising and Venus, which is like, Jesus, I'm like a Sagittarius for rising and Venus. Like, here I am. You know, it's chaos. I'm bringing chaos.
But... I am this version of me right now.
But I really like that. And I'd love to,
even if we already top did... three with the Venus and Pisces, because there's so much like I'm like the Aries and Capricorn, like Leo and Venus and Pisces, that's great for the creative factor. And then Aries and Capricorn is great for like making a legacy out of her creativity.
Yes. She's like, you know, start like complete business, you know, making
connoisseur,
like entrepreneurial energy out of creative pursuits. Like, fuck yeah, Reese Witherspoon.
Amazing. We stan.
Oh my gosh. Well, thank you guys for being here for our Venus and Pisces episode. Thank you for everybody who contributed to our Venus questionnaire. And if you are Aries, Taurus, Gemini, Cancer, Venus, and you have not filled out the questionnaire yet, please go do so because those episodes are coming to you and all of the other signs, your Venus episode's already out. So go back and listen, let us know what you think. And definitely, you know, send us some feedback. Let us know if this vibed with you, if you've got a Venus in Pisces in your life, a 12th house Venus in your life, if this is you. Again, we are on Instagram at the Stars Made Me podcast. That's the best way to, you know, keep up with everything going on. And definitely check out our Patreon at the Stars Made Me Do It, or patreon.com/the Stars Made Me Do It. Our community over there is incredible. And for all the fellow millennials, since this is a very millennial heavy episode, there's a free trial, you know? Yeah. So,
Test not it out. Committal.
But anyways, thanks for being here. Thanks for sharing the Venus and Pisces thoughts. Happy Pisces season. And Mimi, why did we talk about Venus and Pisces today?
As the stars made us do it.